Anybody who would like to chat, please press star 6 and then the number 1. And we'll channel you right in.
There has been a lot discussed this evening. And we know that for some it may be a little overwhelming and you may not have a question. Maybe you just have a comment to make.
Hello, you're on.
Hi. Hi, Joan, John, Master Kasumi, and Yeshua, thank you so much. This is such rich material, and I'm very grateful. There's a question implicit in it, and it's I've really noticed the difference in terms of there are different ways of energy transmuting. And what Master Kasumi, not in this session, but in another call, mentioned that what arises no longer needs to be transmuted through the emotional body. And what I'm noticing is that as I am present in the fifth dimensional alignment plus and meet the energies, what I'm noticing is it's almost like a releasing from the physical. It's incredibly intense from the physical body, but not anything that I've ever experienced before. And it's almost like cellular memories. Atlantis comes out, like different things. I don't really track it. So I'd like you to speak to that, and if there are ways of actually smoothing out the process, because the vibrations are so intense sometimes that, you know, if there's just some way that I can be aligned to allow that process. So that's my share and question there.
Thank you. Very good. A lot of ins and outs to this question, but I will try. We will try to be brief here. First of all, yes, you don't have to take it through the emotions any longer. But yes, the intensity of the energy is sometimes felt as quite extreme and can be overwhelming, such as what occurred at that eclipse. But you have to understand, in order to shift the body, now that you feel like you've risen out of the body, it's not out of the body per se, it's out of that third dimensional sequence of the body. Because you are shifting into that fifth dimension. And in order to do that, the refinement of the vibrations of that body have to shift. So therefore, these light emanations are very specific to increasing the vibration of the physical vehicle. So it better represents that fifth dimension that many of you are in the consciousness level of. So we cannot offer you a ways in which to smooth that out, but just in the recognition of the necessity of the intenseness of the increase in the vibration, that very quickly, if you will just allow it momentarily and not focus on the intenseness of it, but only focus on the alterations that are taking place in the physical body itself, it levels out immediately. It's like there's this rush, and as you recognize it for what it is and don't resist it or become tense in the body about it, it immediately becomes very smooth. What's happening with you is you tense up because you recognize it. You recognize it for what it is. But because the body itself is unaccustomed to that vibration, it tenses. So your breath here is very useful. Breathing in love, exhaling light, and that cycle that Gabriel has taught for some time now, relieves that anxiety in the body and the tension in the body. And when the tension in the body is released, everything is smooth. You see?
I do. That's really wonderful. And what I'm really noticing is that the shift is permanent, where when I was filtering it through the emotional body, only parts of it would move through, and then it would arise again. And so, you know, I'm very grateful, and I've been asking for help with it, but I also got awareness that whatever I need to actually experience that facilitates this awakening, I must experience. There's no bypassing that experience. So to really meet and be there. And I love what was talked about community. And I would love to share that I heard certain things and in our community, like certain things by the masters. But then when someone from our community actually said it back to me, I was able to receive their vibrational presence along with mine, and that's how I was able to receive it. So I feel it's so important that we connect as a community, because we're each adding a resonance that others can receive and build on. I'd
correct.
Just like to share that.
You are very, very correct.
Thank you. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Hello, you're on.
Yes, hello. I'd like to make a quick comment and share my experience. I'd like to thank each of you, Master Kutumi and Master Yeshua, for sharing your personal experiences. For me, when you did this, the energetics that came through allowed parts of me I had not been conscious of to suddenly understand. And I could feel that they could shift the release into ease and just let go of some of the fears, separation, feelings of unworthiness, etc. So for me, at least, that was extremely useful.
Well, thank you. And that's the way it was intended, dear one.
Well, it worked. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're on.
Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Please.
I thought I heard when you were in physical, Yeshua, you were sharing broadcasting love, and I was wondering if that's the same process that Joan does.
Yes, it is. And it's the same process that many of you use on occasion. It just has to be made more conscious in your consciousness so that you broadcast it always.
Okay.
Because you're capable of doing that just for no other reason but to love your fellow human being for all of their struggles, all of their anomalies, and most importantly, for who they are as a Christed being.
No further questions.
Thank you for your comment.
You're next on. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Yeshua. I have an experience which I would like to share. It's about a year ago. I talked to you when you were teaching us. I asked a question about what I thought at that time, that I had ascension symptoms because I was kind of losing hearing. And on my left ear, I lost my hearing. And about 2 weeks ago, when I was doing all the suggested exercises or homework, suddenly could hear. And so my left ear was deaf before, and I could hear. And I remember that you, a year ago, you told me that my body was aging and that, you know, it'll get better. And so I trusted you and did get better. I can hear. And it happened. I was thinking about, like, what caused it. Or I noticed that it happened at the time when I was associating my consciousness with Sirius beings, consciousness. And also I have done this month all those suggested things like spinning my chakras and directing light from the fifth dimensional template. And so I believe that I still have challenged in on this. I cannot hear conversations. I feel the energy, which was tremendous, what we were receiving this month, but not the conversations yet. But I thought, you know, was related to that receiving the hearing, that it happened because of that association with Sirius, that I unconsciously have received some instruction or, you know, healing. So, thank you. That's what I wanted to share.
You are very welcome. Thank you for sharing.